Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm a scientist, and you guys aren't.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, all right, Daryl Guru Johnson back in the house after going to North Carolina and then San Diego. You don't mind me putting your business out there, do you?
Well, I called and told you guys.
Oh, that's right.
Your boy had a birthday yesterday. 28.
What, did you get it? What was the best gift you got?
Another day, another 24 hours. No, seriously. That's when you get to where I'm at, Stanley. That's how you look at life, man.
The gift of family.
Yeah. So,
seriously, I got a couple shirts.
Cowboy shirts?
No.
Pirates?
Golf?
No. Just I'm gonna wear Friday.
That looks like a new shirt right there.
But this is not.
I like that shirt actually.
Yeah. Well, I thought you would. That's why I don't like it. Because if you like it, it's too. I'm trying to go young now. Call me Steve.
How come you didn't wear your shirt today, Steiny?
Which one?
The Wolves one.
I couldn't believe it.
Because
I wore it specifically yesterday.
And you're scared of goo.
Nah, I wore it yesterday because I golfed yesterday. So it's a very good golf sweater.
You were at the San Francisco Golf Club.
Shh.
How did you get in?
Quiet.
I didn't even know that place existed.
Wow. How'd you get in? Dibs.
No. A guy Dibs knows. Just a guy who does some caddying. And he's a longtime listener, and in fact, I owe the round to Dibs, quite frankly.
Dibs, we'll tell him that when he comes in.
I will. Dibs,
148.
Dibs met Curtis.
Okay.
And then through Dibs, I met Curtis, and that was 5, 6, 8 years ago. And you know, unfortunately, Dibs has the 2-6 shift.
Yeah. So, oh, man, I know. Yeah. So it was closed. It's and private.
And also, I Googled Dibs, he's busier than me right now.
Got a baby.
I'm an empty nester.
Yeah.
I'm looking for things to do. I shot a 94.
Oh, Steiny.
No.
This different?
Yes.
So you're happy with the 94?
I'm not overly disappointed.
He deserved it.
All right. Well, before we get back to it.
Yeah, sure.
You came to Norm's party. I'm trying to get Evan for the next one. This Sunday is Tyshawn Jackson's the 5th annual Domino Tournament in Castro Valley, the one where I bought the Patron and it already had been hit.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And I would like to invite you. It's his lovely wife and his sister Felice's birthday today, so happy birthday to the ladies. Would you like to come? What? It's at 2 p.m.
Saturday.
Sunday. The 5th annual.
Okay.
And Carrington
where is it?
Castro Valley at Tyshawn's house. Lovely house in the backyard, music. Evan will be out of town, but would you come?
You know what?
It's a yes or no.
No, it's not. Okay. It's possible.
All right.
Now, I'm golfing in the morning, but...
Play Bones?
I don't know how to play Bones.
Oh, no. You might want to stay home.
I'm not really good.
Forgiving land.
I'm really not adept at slamming the dominoes down.
Well, I thought you liked math.
I do like math, but I don't like all the histrionics around the game.
All right, well, I'll let him
put
know.
Put the domino down.
Championship
but part of the,
and
real
don't
quick,
bang it.
Part of what we do is everybody brings their own tequila. So they have a tequila tasting too.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody opened it, but you could just come and hang out for that. Let me know.
Well, and is it?
You'll see Kane, Reg, all the guys you mate.
Can I ask you? Is it just going to be a lot of guys?
No, women too.
Oh, really? So yeah. It's a party, but it's
DJ.
Really?
Yeah. It'll be come through, and Monday's a holiday.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
that makes it more possible.
All right, I'll let them know.
All right. Yep. Wow. Let's go to Gary in Daly City. Hey, Gary, how you doing?
Gary.
I'm doing good, you guys. Question on the 49ers offensive line. Shanahan's a running attack coach. Everything kind of sets up off the running attack. He won draft choice offensive line, but he's kind of let that fall apart. And we saw the last few years when Purdy doesn't have an offensive line or running attack, he kind of just an average quarterback. And you can't count on McCaffrey. I mean, you pray for the guy. Hopefully he can't come back, but you can't put all your eggs on his basket after everything he's been through. So if you don't build an offensive line, I mean, you go back on their histories, even with Walsh, they all had offensive lines. Every good team has a good line and a D-line, and you'd be in most games. And they really didn't pay attention. They had one draft choice offensive line, but, you know, how much a rookie's going to contribute?
Yeah.
I hear you. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I think they did, you know, reward contracts for Warner. I mean, they gave the guys the money, but you need to spread it out. I mean, you know, you need to spread it out among all your players. And you're not going to replace Greenlaw. Greenlaw made Warner look a lot better than he was.
He was a beast.
Well,
I could keep going if you want, but I'm not.
Well, thanks, Gary. For you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Gary's the best. Purdy's an average quarterback. I think he's a little better than average.
Yeah, his Wi-Fi is his best attribute.
At least a little better than
come
average,
on now.
Right?
Yeah, but I'll say this. Phil asked us on the YouTube chat, what letter grade would you give the Niners offseason? And before you go, as I always do it, I'll give them a C+, because I don't know what they brought in. I know what went out, and I kind of don't like it. And also, too, if you want to talk about McCaffrey, and I guess I'm not being proactive when I say, what if he doesn't hold up? Yeah, you got Garrido, Steiny. He also got hurt. But the baby Marshawn Lynch, you said night-night to. Okay, so, you know, he's in Minnesota. We'll leave that there. But I'm going to give him a C+, because a lot of what they brought in, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like a lot of entities out there, PFF, they're giving the Niners F and Ds on their offseason. But a lot is going to come down to these guys that they drafted. And if I'm a draftee for the 49ers, especially on the defensive side of the ball, Steiny, I feel like I can be in no better place, because there are some holes left or open. And we'll see how Bosa gets that help, if he does, because people are coming down his lane now.
And rightfully so.
Because of
the contract.
Yeah. And the lack of productivity. If you allow me to say that last year, that I didn't think was the best for him.
I kind of agree with Gary, because it seems like what he's saying is they're banking on a lot of good fortune. They got to have McCaffrey play 14 games. They just have to. They can't afford an injury to a wide receiver. And the offensive line, to me, still looks pretty thin.
Can you stop the run?
That's
teams
another thing.
Ran the ball down their throat. And that was a staple of this Niner nasty defense last time. It's kind of funny how life works, right?
Well,
Robert Saleh was the guy. He was the energy, and you saw him yelling, and he parlayed that defensive coordinator job last he had with the Niners into a head coaching job. Okay, that didn't work out. Now he's back. But is the refrigerator got all – is it packed, Steiny, or is it like a college dorm where you need some items? You're as good as your – you know what I mean? What's in there?
What's in there is about several unknowns and some other people that are slightly known.
No,
and
those Leonard are the players, Floyd, right?
Those are the players that were drafted last year. And
no Hufanga. I mean, I'm just saying.
He was not very good. He was hurt, too.
But on his best day, his best day, you thought he was going to be around 10 years. Let's give me that for Hufanga.
No, I'm
you
not
thought
giving
they
you
hit that.
That
when I did.
Hufanga was hurt. You know, and why do you say they have to replace Greenlaw? They did that last year.
With who?
With whoever played.
And that was a problem.
Okay, well, Warren
was out there on one leg.
You don't have to replace a guy who only played half a game.
Well, Devondre Campbell?
I liked him.
The guy that quit?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, stop. See, you got the Minnesota shirt and this. Take it back and just say you're trolling.
You better duck.
Come on, Steiny. The dude quit.
But, again.
What did you like about him?
He got off to a good start.
Oh.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, man,
a lack of grit.
Well, what was the comparison I came up with, though, with... I mean, a lot of players have a track record of doing what Devondre Campbell did.
Yeah, his name's Antonio Brown.
Okay. How about Scottie Pippen?
I never forgave him for
How
that.
How about Rick Barry?
What'd he do?
Yeah.
Rick has nothing in the file.
Yes, he does. Innuendo, the year after they won the title. Mm-hmm.
What?
Well,
there's whispers. We didn't see it play out.
Hey, whispers are whispers.
What are the whispers?
The whispers is that he kind of checked out of a big game. The year after they won the title.
Why?
I want to say against Phoenix.
I bet he would rip your butt right now.
He would because he disagrees with it. But there was a fight in that series, and there was speculation that his teammates didn't come to his aid fast enough.
Now, I would be mad. Now, if that happened.
Well, it depends. Were you in the right or not?
It doesn't matter. If you're from the street, and I'm not Union City, you'd have your brothers back if they're right or wrong.
Then you deal with the aftermath
of, hey, you don't ever put me in that situation. But, Steiny, you have your brothers back.
Even if they do something reprehensible.
I've been out with you, and I've seen you. And
what are you talking about?
Stuff could have jumped off.
I didn't like it.
Steiny, I'm telling you. You didn't know what you were doing, kind of. I said, Steiny, no, but I had your back if it popped off. You don't even remember. I do remember,
and it wasn't as serious as you thought.
I was like, oh, my God.
Well, I saved Steiny last week. He burned a bridge at the local cafeteria, and he was so complacent with just going through life hating this individual or vice versa. And I forced him. You got to extend the olive branch.
Evan, you saved him. Steiny, you gotta let it go, brother. We're too old to be fighting. Our bones don't heal.
That's right.
This guy worked at a high establishment. We needed him to be our friend.
Let's go to Train. Train and Vallejo.
Off the track, Deck.
What's going on, Train? How you doing? Go Wolves.
Man, how you guys doing today, man?
We're trying to figure it out, man. The Niners.
They stink.
Man, for sure. Well, before I do anything, man, happy belated birthday to you, man.
I appreciate it.
One more trip around the sun. You know how we do.
Let me shout out that Cash App. Yeah. Go ahead, baby.
For sure. But let me just get on. Steiny, man, we can't talk about a dude who quit. Once a dude quit, he comes irrelevant. He becomes irrelevant.
That's just me being a
I think we all
goofball. Go ahead.
Yeah, nah. But, getting to the Niners, man, I think they'll be okay. I think they'll be okay because the schedule's not as heavy and everything like that. But I got something interesting. And this is going to be something. I know this is going to ruffle Niner fans. But I think Geno's going to have a better year than Brock.
Wow.
Geno Smith is going to have a better quarterbacking year than Brock Purdy.
I like... I don't think that's going to Niner fans don't want to hear it, but Geno Smith can throw the ball. I'm just saying he's in a new locale. He's got some weaponry. If I'm a Niner fan, I don't think I'm driving off the road mad at you for that assessment, but I'll tell you what, if that were to happen, then the Niners aren't making the playoffs. So we'll see how that plays out. Steiny, your thoughts on that Geno Smith, now a Raider.
I mean, he resurrected his career. Yeah. He's now...
He's not better than Brock, though. But he didn't say that. He said he'll have a better year. I guess that's what he's...
Look, when I look at Geno Smith, I think that he's the kind of the quintessential, I don't like to use this word, serviceable quarterback, because he's a little better than serviceable, to my way of thinking. I think Brock Purdy's better, but it's not outside the realm of possibility that Geno Smith could have a better year than Brock Purdy.
Well, if that happened, I believe something went wrong collectively for the Niners.
You would think.
Yeah.
You would think.
Because we're talking about Brock Purdy, Steiner. You can say I'm living in the past. 2 years ago, Christmas Day, Lamar Jackson's in town. The Ravens are playing good football. And we thought that was for the MVP. So let's not just forget, you know, the good days of Brock Purdy. And all last year was not on him either.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and the home of the Golden State Warriors and Golden State Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. What do you make of the San Francisco 49ers right now? Like I said, I think they did what they had to do. We took calls yesterday, Goo, and it feels like, here's the way it feels like.
Okay.
It feels like 49er fans are split on the contract. Some people like it, and some people are concerned that it is a lot of money, which it is. But I haven't heard anybody yet come up with something that they should have done, which may have yielded a better result.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know whether to reward the 49ers because they put themselves in a position where they had to make that move, or whether to reward them because they found a quarterback late in the draft that they think is going to be the quarterback through, let's say, 2030. And that's what we got to wait and find out to see.
Yeah. And it all, boy, forget what you or I think, or the listeners, the texters, the YouTube chat. The bottom line is, they wouldn't have broke Brock Purdy off this chicken if they didn't think he could get it done. And I'm just saying, I'm not caping for Brock Purdy at all. This is a big year for the team, but I will die on the hill right now going in, Stani. I think the Super Bowl window has shut. But the Niners don't give him that bread if they don't look at, oh, he took us to the Super Bowl. Oh, he took us to the NFC Championship on the fly. And put that into this formula for them to compute the numbers that they gave them. So they're going to battle with their guy that they think can get it done. And we can sit here till we're blue in the face and talk about what went wrong last year. I saw some stuff I didn't like from Brock Purdy. We'll talk about it with Warren Moon at 1 o'clock, Steiny. But the bottom line is the Niners told me, yeah, Goo, you saw some of that, but we still think he's that dude that, you know, that got us to the Super Bowl and NFC Championship, so he was deserving of the contract. So I would just ask Niner fans, what are you mad at? Like, you know, did you want to give it to Mac Jones?
It's not mad.
What else could you have done, I guess?
I don't think it's mad. I think it's concern. I think it's concern.
Because you got a fair market deal for Brock Purdy, I think. You don't think, Stanley, we thought this thing, he would have the Dak contract.
The bottom line is, if no matter what he got, there was going to be a conversation. And the reality of the situation is, if Trevor Lawrence is making what he's making, Dak Prescott's making what he's making, and Tua's making what he's making, guess what? Then he belongs in that group.
Jordan Love.
But maybe you don't want to be in that group. Because that now is the group of quarterbacks who have been overpaid and haven't been able to get it done yet. Just yet. And because of those contracts, those guys are under more scrutiny than Brock Purdy was a year ago, but not that Brock Purdy's going to be this year. This is a good point from our guy Zuki Main. He said Brock put them in the position where they had to make this move, not the Niners. It's a good point. I mean, Brock absolutely positively made the Niners make this kind of decision, which is a credit to him.
Well, I mean, it's more than just a credit, Stoney. You tell me if I'm being overzealous with this assessment. I think he saved their jobs and the debacle that was Trey Lance. I don't think the Niners knew Brock Purdy would be this good, this fast, and for them to get past the dirty little secret that played out in front of the world. Well, how could it be a secret if we all saw it? But the bottom line is, to keep going, they actually got better with Brock behind center. My question to you and the masses is, had this contract been handed out right after they lost the Super Bowl, there would be no questions, right? I think it's just incredible timing. Brock don't care because the money's in the bank, or is going to be. But the bottom line is, would you feel better about it, Stoney, had this been the offseason after the Super Bowl loss? I think a lot of people would be like, oh, this is a great deal. But the fact that they didn't make the playoffs and he gets rewarded, I feel like some people are like, well, they're blaming him all for the misfortunes of last season. You say what to that?
He didn't have a good year.
But they didn't either.
Okay, so he got rewarded. He got rewarded, and his last year was the worst of his 3 years.
Yeah.
And I see people throwing the numbers up there. And I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. And I'm not saying that he was responsible for all of last year. I'm just saying that we saw Brock Purdy last year, and he looked a little bit different than he looked in the previous 2 years. So we got to figure out why. We got to figure out if it was an anomaly. We got to figure out if it had to do with all the injuries, whether it had to do with teams beginning to figure him out just a little bit.
Let's hope that's not it.
I mean, but again, we've heard about his limitations, and if those are significant limitations, we'll probably see them play out in the future. Can he throw the deep ball well enough? Can he throw out to the sidelines 20 yards?
The hash. But you know, don't you think the Niners are saying, hey, Stoney, that's fair, but we got the answers to those questions, and they're good answers. He's sufficient, and that's why we cut the check.
Obviously, they feel confident in Brock Purdy. The question is, how good of a team are they going to have around him,
how much
can he elevate the play of obviously the wide receivers, but the entire offense? And I'm not sure I know the answer to that, because would it be fair to say, outside the injuries last year, which are hard to discount, but how would you compare Brock Purdy's supporting cast and what it looks like it's going to be this year to what it's looked like the last 3 years?
It's a major concern. It's a major concern. And we haven't even talked about this part of it. Like, what did you make of the elbow situation or whatever was going on with Brock Purdy? I know he finished the season, but Stoney, again, they do their due diligence. It's not one of those, hey, McCaffrey, we're thinking about giving you a contract in the middle of the night. Go to Kaiser and get a physical so we can find out if you're going to miss the first part of the season. But I got to believe they think he's healthy, and that's why they wrote the check. But I'm up here how much of that elbow had him lose a little zip that he didn't have in the first place on some throws? Because you're right. I mean, if I'm a defensive coordinator or a cornerback, and all we have to do is stop a great story in Juwan Jennings and a second-year player trying to play his first full season, and Pearsall and Robinson that they just picked up, and George Kittle and a banged-up McCaffrey. You know what? I feel like I'm coming from the vantage point, I don't like it, of the glass is half empty as opposed to half full. Because if McCaffrey's McCaffrey, then that's where it starts, and then Jennings can be whoever you need him to be, and Ayuk could come back, and nothing to see here.
I think it's absolutely fair and not even pessimistic to look at this team and say the glass is half empty rather than full. I think that's absolutely fair. The 49ers are not coming off a Super Bowl appearance. They're not coming off an NFC championship appearance. They went 6-11 last year. And if you want to blame it all on injuries and age, you can do that. But then I got to believe you think this team's going to be able to pick up right where it left off, because the veterans that they ended up keeping, Warner, Purdy, Kittle, were the most productive of the veteran guys. And the guys they let go, I mean, who had a good year other than, I don't know, who had the best year? Hufanga, Ward, Debo, Floyd, Greenlaw, Banks, or Hargrave?
Oh, man.
I mean, you know, to me, it would be Ward.
Yeah.
But he, you know, obviously had some personal stuff he had to deal with, and he wasn't coming back regardless, so he wasn't even an option for the San Francisco 49ers.
Well, the goal is, Steiny, you don't want to pick. You said it, pick up where you left off. I don't think you want that.
I mean, pick up where you left off 2 years ago.
Okay, yeah.
But,
Good luck with that.
It just feels like a lot of people are still looking at this team, and they're not, like, was it a bona fide 6-11 team? Or was it a team that had all kinds of bad stuff happen to them? Man. They're still one of the best teams in the NFC, and they're going to get certain players healthy this year, and then they're going to use an influx of younger players to get back to where they were. I don't know. And let me tell you what else is going to happen this year. You can take it to the bank.
Uh-oh, B of A.
They're going to win games against awful teams, and we may treat them like the Golden State Warriors after they got Jimmy Butler, thinking that they're better than they are, but not taking into account that the schedule was favorable. And the problem with that schedule, it's favorable from week 1 to week 17. It's not.
Their division, if Arizona is, and I expect them to be improved,
their schedule's a joke.
But you got two with the Rams, two with Seattle.
It's the easiest schedule in the NFL since 2015.
I give you that.
It's an easy schedule.
Right. I'm not defying that. The bottom line is the NFL is the greatest sport or easiest sport to me to go worst to first. So for also Rams on that schedule, we're robbing them of doing something that'll shock us.
Right. Like one or two teams.
Who had the Commanders doing what they did?
Right.
Nobody.
But not eight of the teams they play are going to be 10-win teams. And let's not pretend that they're in a division that's brutal.
The Rams are good.
They're all. I mean, yeah, they're good.
Seattle's building something and beat you last year here.
Is it the best division in football?
No, I didn't say that.
How would you rank it? Is it better than the NFC East? No.
No.
Okay. I'm just saying it's not.
It's not chopped liver, Steiny.
It's not.
It starts with the Rams. You got them twice. So are you down on the Seahawks? I'm not.
I mean, they were what? A 10-win team last year?
And they got a new quarterback.
And how did he do in the postseason?
But how was his season?
Well, how was his postseason?
Right. Beat the Niners.
That's true.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. On the other side, let's switch it up a little bit, too, because the Golden State Warriors, they're officially in the offseason, and some things are percolating. We'll talk about that. That segment brought to you by the San Francisco International Airport.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.